The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's meet Cobb Cobb. Now, this was part of a larger story by Vice and their network. They used to have the news magazine show on HBO years ago. Pretty good.
Yeah.
A little bit shrill in that everything was about to make the world end, so I stopped watching it.
Yeah, it was
I mean, they may have been telling the truth, or at least their version of the truth, but it did get pretty bleak. Everything was bad news. But in this case, it was more of just a profile of some people who did LARPing. And this is Cobb Cobb. And I need to be able to, I need to find more of this. This popped up on like a reel on Facebook. So I don't know when the whole episode aired. Maybe it was recently, maybe not. When I Googled it quickly this morning, I found the same clips on YouTube. So it didn't help.
Okay. Should we describe LARPing?
LARPing, live action role play, where you go into the woods and everybody agrees to a certain community of whatever.
You're playing,
but it's all pretend.
Yeah, like you're playing characters and you're in battles or scenarios where you're encountering other people. And
yeah, you got your swords and saying things like lightning bolt.
Yes, that's right. The classic.
Yeah. All right. So this is a guy named Hunter.
I'm Hunter. I am also known as Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb is just going to say Cobb Cobb.
Now he has... At first, I thought he was the guy from the January 6th thing who got in and was like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dressed up. Because he's dressed similar. He has horns.
Like Maleficent.
Kind of looks like our old intern, Dr. Stupid.
He does. Now, Dr. Stupid, probably not into this. Actual doctor now. Also not stupid at all. But it was fun calling him that because he would get distracted while answering the phones by us talking to him. Anyway, and he's got like an animal pelt. It's supposed to look like an animal pelt. It's probably just a blanket because Hot Wings told us you can make a blanket in anything.
Almost, yeah, pretty much. Use your imagination.
All right. So from the top.
I'm
He looks like Tubby Tumness.
I'm Hunter. I am also known as Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb is just going to say Cobb Cobb. And that's what Cobb Cobb does. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb. Cobb Cobb.
Cobb Cobb.
So now he's waving styrofoam at other people holding styrofoam weapons and saying, Cobb Cobb, you've created a world where you can be someone completely different and you've limited yourself to Cobb Cobb.
You're Groot. Maybe
he's inspired by Groot. People love Groot.
This makes me happy watching these
people.
It does, because I know that it makes them happy.
It does, yeah. It's fun to make fun of it. Also, I think it's great, and it doesn't bother me at all. Like, if my kids said, I think I'm going to get into this, I'd be like, okay.
All right.
That makes you happy?
Do it, yeah.
All right.
They're, you know, adults who never lost the, like, imagination to play. Also losers, but...
Yeah.
Not really, but I mean, kind of. If I saw this outside somewhere, I'd be like, okay, that's awesome. But at the same time, I would have questions.
Yeah.
And if Cobb Cobb only spoke to me and answered in Cobb Cobb,
be very
time.
Irritating.
It would be a little.
It would be.
Can I talk to Hunter, please?
Yeah.
It would be pointless.
I know he'll be surprised to be talking to a woman.
Cobb Cobb.
There's times where I'm out in the normal world and
this
I'm like,
this is a different fella.
I really wish I could do.
He really
is he like a paladin or something?
I don't know. He really kind of went half-assed on the makeup though.
Yeah.
It looks like a really bad Harry Potter scar.
It does.
Like he took a Sharpie and started on the bridge of his nose, went up around his right eye, and then down to his mouth, and that's it. It's just a single line.
Look at his sideburns. His sideburns
are cut into
little lines. He's just, parallel lines.
Yeah, it looks bad.
And then no sideburn on the other side.
How about that weird brown monolith behind Cobb Cobb in that one scene who's kind of walking like he has 10 sticks up his keister?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. He's like,
the, making him dance.
He's like the world's saddest minotaur.
Again, you're in a fantasy world and you're basically disabled, but not in real life.
But maybe he is in real life. I mean, who knows?
It does have a hunchback.
Yeah. He may just be adapting to what he's most comfortable
with. I take it back.
There's times where I'm out in the normal world and I'm like, I really wish I could do this thing, and then I realized, damn it, Vaughn. Vaughn will go up to the person that John has been trying to flirt with the entire weekend, and he will outright ask her out.
Wait, so Vaughn is the character.
Vaughn is confident in him.
Yeah.
And so there he is in his sleeping bag with his elf ears on, rolling over to make his moves on some poor beleaguered woman.
And he will outright ask her out. I keep the other me in check.
Oh, our program here at
Why
Mystic Realm.
Oh, they're calling it a program.
Why can't they just...
That means they pay for it.
Yeah, it's a program. It's either like a halfway house kind of thing, or they're paying to do this for sure.
Our program here at Mystic Realms, we really stress real life skills, like organizational skills, writing skills, leadership skills, social skills.
Okay, well, at least that guy, I mean, he seems like he's got his act together.
Okay,
he speaks normal, but...
By social skills... Hey, you're going to go by Cobb Cobb, and you're only going to say Cobb Cobb. So socially, you can have no real conversations in this game.
I don't know. I think he's just, he's going to build him up. He's teaching him the very basics.
Yeah.
Starting at the bottom, working your way up.
Yeah, he's teaching Vaughn that he needs to kill the other person.
I do love the idea that maybe we could all role play like this, but then Freebeer can only say Cobb Cobb, but he also has to give us all the direction of like where we're going on our quest. So he's shouting Cobb Cobb. Like Cobb Cobb da da Cobb Cobb. Like whatever, you know, you're like trying to tell us go to the left.
Maddening.
I can see you with your shirt off and your gold chain around your fur and the little horns coming out like that guy just had and saying Cobb Cobb.
Gold chain around my fur.
Yeah, he did have a gold chain that linked his two fur bits together.
He did. Boy, they have a lot of different realms. The glory of Guildhall. Mercenaries of the Galactic Frontier, Apocalyptic Earth, Empire of Tears, spelled T-Y-R-S, Heroic Earth, Modern Earth, Aberrant Earth.
Hmm. Where does this Mystic Realms take place?
I think it's a national organization that you pay dues to.
Oh.
It's memberships. That's there's a database.
What if they find out it's a pyramid scheme and they're all just getting suckered in?
It's just a way for them to buy soap and pasta. Yeah.
Probably.
Get your friends to sign up and you'll get $5.
Rules and source books. Okay. Oh, now I have to have a password. This is how they get you.
Sign up, man. Do that Apple thing where it just gives you a random password.
No, I'd have to pay. I'm not paying for that.
I mean, if there's anybody cooler that could be a LARPer, a 50-year-old is.
It's time to get started, I think.
Yeah.
This is the time
to
get
place.
Into it.
That's the place right there.
Yeah. I remember on the show when we realized, wait, LARPing and D&D is the same as fantasy football. Just one is not considered nerdy because it's football. That was a big revelation for me. Totally changed the way I look at LARPers and D&D players.
It is the same thing.
Well, but yeah, LARPing and D&D aren't the same thing, though.
No, but they're in the same world.
That's a different level.
You show me someone who likes D&D, and I'll show you someone who's at least interested in learning more about LARPing. And vice versa.
Maybe, you know, but...
You know who doesn't like to hear that comparison is people who play fantasy football.
Yeah, I know, but that's too bad because it is the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Tell us
why it's different.
It's definitely the same as D&D. Yeah, because it's cooler.
Football's tough.
Yeah, okay.
You're not playing.
Yeah, okay. You have a Seahawks jersey with your own name on it. You ain't cool.
I'm fine with both. You know.
LARPers, are actually doing more. They're actually doing the physical
exercise.
Yeah, they're doing the physical work. You're just watching a guy do the physical work.
Yeah, and who would you rather have sit on the plane next to you and tell you about their hobby? Fantasy footballist or LARPer? I'm taking the LARPer.
Oh, my noise-canceling Bose says neither.
I would pretend I was about to throw up just to get it to stop.
Honestly, I am turning so quickly toward the window if I see a guy wearing fuzzy horns or a football jersey.
I'd be more interested in the LARPer.
Yeah.